Grab your cup and settle in. It's time for Coffee Talk with Tez, filled to the brim with stories, guests, and information that affects us all right here at home. Have a question for one of our guests? Email Tess at WPKYonline@gmail.com. Now, let's go live to the WPKY studios and see who dropped by this morning.
Miss Allie is on the phone. Good morning.
Hi, nice to speak to you.
So, tell everybody who you are and kind of what you do.
So, my name's Allie, and I'm a historical interpreter at the Home Place 1850s Working Farm. So, we are a living history museum and working farm. We're in Land Between the Lakes, which is a national recreation area. It spans Kentucky and Tennessee. It's right here by the state line. And we have a really exciting event coming up here on November 30th. It's going to be our Christmas on the Farm event. And so, that is an 1850s Christmas celebration at the home place.
That's something you can't just get anywhere. Ever since I was a little kid, and a lot of us around here, our parents have been taking us to the old home place down at LBL since we were little. And if you can combine that and Christmas, girl, you got it.
We're going to have all kinds of decorations. We're going to have a visit from Old Saint Nick himself around 2 o'clock p.m. We're going to be doing crafts like candle dipping and making ornaments and stringing popcorn. We're going to have storytelling and music. It's going to be a wonderful time for the whole family.
It's really kind of like taking a step back, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think, honestly, right now we could all use just a little bit of a step back and appreciate some simple things in life.
Oh, and it's a fall colors right now too, so it's a perfect time for it.
It is. So the reason our Christmas at the farm is on November 30th is because we will be closed to the public in December. So this is actually one of your last opportunities to come out and see the farm and see these beautiful fall colors in Land Between the Lakes before we close our doors for the season.
Well, and I want to remind people, it's not just a holiday thing. The home place is there all year long, you know, with different seasons and different things going on, right?
Absolutely. You never know what you're going to see at the home place depending on the time of year when you visit. We're open from 10 o'clock in the morning, and our last ticket is sold at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We have chickens, we have ducks, we have pigs, we have a horse and a mule. We have different programs going on throughout the day where you can see demonstrations of historical crafts. We have different programs teaching you all about the farm and the different things on it. And we are going to open back up to the public in March.
You guys work really hard at heritage breeds. Not everybody does that. You're really unique there at LBL and at the home place because that's something that you guys do, right? Can you explain to folks what the heritage breeding program is?
Well, heritage breed animals are animals that are a breed line that would have been found here in the 1850s. So we have our American Guinea hogs, Pinky and Blake. They're a heritage breed of hog that you would have found on an 1850s farm. We have Cayuga ducks, and we have Dominique chickens. We have Todd. He's our Missouri mule. He's a real big mule. He's about as big as a mule can get. And those are the animals that we have living out on our farm that help us teach people about life in the 1850s.
Well, and I just think that's cool. It would be really easy to throw a Brangus out there and go, look, there's a cow. But you guys actually
Absolutely.
Take
We're
a lot of time.
We're trying our best to portray life in the 1850s as truly as we possibly can. And to share with people those trades and crafts and breeds of animals and heirloom variety foods, you know, that you may not get to see every day at any other place. We try and keep that alive here at the home place.
Well, and that word heirloom, that's a big word too. What is an heirloom vegetable or heirloom food?
So that's something that's been bred from the original seed stock and carefully collected. It's not been genetically modified, and it's not been changed in any way. So these are plants that people have been saving the seeds of for generations and generations. And it gives you, some people believe it gives you a better overall product of fruit. And for us, it's obviously more desirable. That's what we want. It's a little different than people might expect. But I do want to remind you guys that even though we're going to be closing our doors here in December, the Golden Pond Visitor Center and Planetarium will be open year-round.
In the Planetarium, now, they do some cool stuff over there. They do these themed out shows. One of them was from the Rolling Stones and all kinds of stuff. I mean, they really do some cool things.
Yeah, so those are our laser light shows. We have both Planetarium shows every hour on the hour from when we open at 10 to when we close at 4. And then those will be educational shows about light and the stars. about the constellations and the myths that helped us create them. And then in the evenings, on the weekends, they do laser light shows. And our newest show this year was actually Taylor Swift.
And I think out of COVID, everybody had to be creative about how they did things.
Yeah, everything changed in 2020, and we kind of decided how we wanted to move forward operating, and we've really come up with some unique and creative and fun ideas to help get people outdoors. We want to provide some fun activities for the family to do while they're out here camping or hiking or biking or boating. All of those things are available to you year-round in Land Between the Lakes, but we want to provide some extra value, some education, some knowledge, something fun to take your family to do while you're out here enjoying the outdoors.
Remind them again, the Christmas event.
All right. So the Christmas on the farm is going to be the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So it's Saturday, November 30th, and we'll open our doors at 10 a.m., and the last ticket will be sold at 4 o'clock p.m. We'll have the whole farm decorated for Christmas. The sights and smells of the season will be surrounding you. We'll have music. We'll have crafts for the whole family, and St. Nick will be visiting around 2 o'clock p.m., so you'll want to make sure you're there to catch him.
I sure do appreciate you for taking the time out to holler and give us the details this morning, because I just think this is cool.
Yeah, thanks for calling to have me. I really appreciate getting to talk to you anytime.
Thanks for joining us this morning for Coffee Talk.
Good morning, Kyle. Again.
Our chance to get together and catch up on what's going on in our area.
Thanks for letting me come over, you guys.
Got a show idea or something you'd like to share? Email Tess at WPKYonline@gmail.com.
We'll be down to visit real soon.
For additional information on today's topics and past guests, visit our website at WPKYonline.com.
Y'all come back now.
Welcome home.
We'll be back soon. I promise.
Y'all come back now.
1580, 103.3 WPKY Princeton, an Edge Media Group station.